This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, the USDA announced some additional aid will be coming to dairy farmers impacted by the COVID pandemic. Give us the highlights.
It was a surprise announcement last week when USDA released details about a pandemic market volatility assistance program. The USDA announced it will provide $350 million in pandemic assistance payments to dairy farmers who, according to USDA, received a lower value for their products due to market abnormalities caused by the pandemic. The payments are based on farms who only produce up to 5 million pounds of milk marketed and are based on fluid milk sales from July through December 2020. It's a clear program designed by USDA to focus on smaller sized dairies. And this was evident by its announcement from Vermont with Senator Leahy.
Lucas, fees for High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
We are not first generation farmers, but we are on a first generation farm. Moore Family Farms is a diversified dairy and livestock farm. We have approximately 50 registered Holsteins. We started milking cows about 7 years ago. We built a brand new tie stall barn and built a herd from scratch.
With a full schedule and added tasks, how does one keep it all together?
Surround yourself with good people. You have to have amazing people in your corner to do things like this. And as far as the energy, sometimes you just have to get up and you just have to do it. You have to know that the cows need milk, so the cows are going to get milk today. And, if I didn't love going out and milking cows every day, I wouldn't do it.
That's Heather Moore of Moore Family Farms in Iowa.
Wednesday.
The impact of the high fertility cycle.
I think this is one of the biggest rate limiting factors for reproductive performance on dairies today. Most of you are familiar with body condition scoring. We have a very thin cow over here. She'd be a one. We have a very fat cow over here who'd be a five. Many people use body condition scores. And so does body weight change early post-calving affect embryo quality? And so we had cows that lost, maintained, or gained weight during this first 21-day period. And the hypothesis was cows losing more body weight early postpartum will have poor embryo quality. It was a large study. We had 1,887 cows across these two different dairy farms. So less than half of all these cows actually lost. Again, pushing back on this idea that all cows lose. They don't. They don't all lose. So 42% of the cows lost, 36% maintained, they didn't change, and 22% actually gained. And, you know, that's kind of a head scratcher, right? The cows could actually gain body condition score in the first 3 weeks, but there are some that actually do so. If there was one thing I'd want you to walk away from, get your cows pregnant quickly and efficiently at the end of the voluntary waiting period, and most of these problems will figure themselves out.
Thursday.
I'm a dairy farmer here in Michigan, relatively small herd. I've been at this business since I got out of college and I grew up here. We've got a fifth generation farm. I've been around the block with Farm Bureau and other groups. Just the pure focus on farmer profitability, dairy farmer price, that's the drawing card for me, because while other groups talk about it, they don't have the focus. They get lost in the weeds on a lot of different issues. So for me, it's not hard to listen to the telephone conversations that we have. It's a pretty simple message of holding our co-ops responsible.
Our thanks to Michigan dairy producer Tom Wing.
Friday.
Our focus is going to be on forage inventory. And it's a timely topic because we need to do that now while we still have some resources that may be locally available. If you've got excess corn silage, you may want to just harvest some of that as grain and sell that for $5.50 a bushel for grain you don't have to buy. Grain strategies, big question. Should you be buying now, wait till we get to the middle of harvest or at the end of the harvest? The role of byproduct feeds, there is a great deal of seasonal changes that can occur. For example, with fuzzy cottonseed here in the Midwest, the thumb rule is October, November generally has lower prices, especially if you go gin run at this point. And finally, you may discover some really good buys in your area. This could be high moisture corn that grain farmers don't want to dry and incur that cost with it, or drought stress corn that never makes a lot of grain or any grain at all could be a good resource for both livestock, both beef and dairy producers.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.